Hi guys, welcome to English for You. This is Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today we're going to be talking about some very cute animals. So let's start off. Jeffrey, what kind of pets do you like?
Well, I like dogs, but actually I like cats and birds a little bit more.
Birds?
Yeah, okay. Birds. I like birds because they can talk.
Birds can talk?
That's right.
You had a bird that could talk?
I had a bird that could talk.
That's really cool. What could it say?
Hello.
That's it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, when I was growing up, we had some kind of little, like, hamsters. They're like little fat mice that have food in their cheeks like that. And we had a lot of cats. And cats are what we're going to be talking about today. In today's article, we're going to talk about people who watch cats doing interesting things. People make lots of videos, put them on Facebook. You must have seen some of these.
Sure, I saw this TV show, which we'll actually talk about, called World's Cutest. So let's get to the lesson now.
All right.
Reading.
World's Cutest.
There's no denying that the world adores funny cat videos. But what makes little kitties so cute? And which ones are the cutest of all? Lucky for us, Animal Planet's World's Cutest has come along to answer these very important questions. The program devotes 2 whole episodes this season to adorable cats and ends each episode by crowning a king or queen of cuteness. Instead of just showing a bunch of clips randomly, World's Cutest organizes the videos into categories. For example, since cats are such agile creatures, one category showcases cats that twist and leap in ways no human could. The winner of this category goes to an amazing wall-walking spider cat, who joins the winners from other categories for the final round. In terms of entertainment, these videos can stand on their own 4 feet. Nevertheless, there are several humorous commentators on the show that make clever observations and add to the fun. These people love watching cute cat videos, and it's hard not to feel the same way when you watch this show.
So, the article begins, "There's no denying that the world adores funny cat videos."
I know I do.
Yeah, I do like watching some of them as well. So in that sentence, we saw the word adore, A-D-O-R-E, adore. And to adore something means to really love something. For example, you could say, Ellen really adores playing with her little nephew Robert. So what do you think of these videos?
Think they're funny, and it's hard to not enjoy them. Even if you don't like cute things, these videos are pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, I like cats, so I do like watching cats being cute, doing interesting things. But what's this show about?
Well, the article goes on and says, but what makes little kitties so cute? And which ones are the cutest of all?
Oh, that's a tough question. So we saw the word kitty there, and kitty, it means like kitten, K-I-T-T-E-N. And a kitten is a word for a young cat, like a baby cat. So you could say, my cat just had kittens, and I want to make sure they go to good homes. If you want to say kitty, you would probably talk to the cat, say, oh, you're a sweet little kitty, aren't you?
Right, and sometimes people say kitty cat as another nickname for a cat. Okay, so how about these questions? What's going to happen to them?
Cutest cat,
I don't know. Lucky for us, Animal Planet's World's Cutest has come along to answer these very important questions.
Yeah, that's right. This is the show, the TV show that Jeffrey was talking about earlier. And the article goes on to say, the program devotes 2 whole episodes this season to adorable cats and ends each episode by crowning a king or queen of cuteness.
So that means that each episode has a winner, a top video. That means it's the cutest video for the whole hour.
Okay, so in that sentence we saw the word devote, D-E-V-O-T-E, devote. And devote means to give or dedicate something to something or someone. For example, the student devotes 2 hours every night to his homework. He spends 2 hours every night on his homework. He devotes that time.
Right, and there's also the word adorable. This is an adjective spelled A-D-O-R-A-B-L-E, and it means attractive, charming, delightful, okay, cute, but a little bit stronger.
Yeah, there's cute and there's adorable. Kind of cute, adorable, much stronger as a word.
The kindergarten class was full of adorable children.
Okay, so in this show, as the article says, instead of just showing a bunch of clips randomly, World's Cutest organizes the videos into categories. Okay, a few difficult words to explain in there, and the first one is clip, C-L-I-P, clip. And a clip here is a short video, like the kind of thing you would see on YouTube, for example. So, for example, we could say, here, let me show you this really funny clip, then we'd show a video.
And there's also the word randomly, which is an adverb, okay? And something done without any order, planning, or system is done randomly.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really make sense of why it's done that way.
No reason at all.
So, if you want to get rich, you might want to play the lottery.
Yes.
Now, the winning lottery numbers are chosen randomly by a machine.
Mm.
So it's not a person picking, oh, 522.
Mm.
It's a machine that does it. We can't guess what it is.
If you wanted to pick something randomly, you just kind of close your eyes, that one. That would be choosing randomly. And the next word that we saw is category. And that's nothing to do with cats, unlike the rest of the show. But category is C-A-T-E-G-O-R-Y, category. And this is a group or a division of things that all have something in common, but are different from other groups or divisions, which in themselves have something in common. For example, the people in the speech contest were judged in 3 categories. Pronunciation, so how you speak, the content of the speech, what you talk about, and the stage presence, how confident you are. So 3 different categories, 3 different types of judging.
Okay, and talking about these categories, the article says, for example, since cats are such agile creatures, one category showcases cats that twist and leap in ways no human could.
Yeah, okay? Cats are really good at jumping around like that.
Yes, they are agile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, agile is an adjective, and it means quick and well-coordinated.
Mm.
Okay, coordinated means you can control your body very well.
Exactly.
So, some humans are very agile.
Yeah, definitely.
For example, gymnasts need to be very agile. Those are the athletes in the Olympics that jump up and do flips.
On the rings and the bars.
Spin around.
Yeah. Are you agile? I'm not.
I used to be.
Okay.
Less and less every day.
Yeah, as I get older. All right, we also saw the word leap, which is L-E-A-P, leap. And a leap is a jump or a spring. Usually, it goes forward as well as up. And it's usually thought of as either longer or higher than a jump. So a leap is longer. It can also be a verb. Okay, so let's look at a couple of examples. As a noun, we could say, with a great leap, the man jumped over the hole. And as a verb, we could say, the man leapt over the hole.
Okay. And basketball players, when they want to perform a slam dunk, they need to leap high in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what does the article say next?
Well, it talks about the categories again, and it says the winner of this category, the Agile category, the winner goes to an amazing wall-walking spider cat, which joins the winners from other categories for the final round. So I guess it just kind of climbs up the wall like a spider. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. So agile means you can control your body and move in amazing ways.
Yeah.
And usually cats cannot walk up or down walls, so this was a special cat.
Very special. I want to see that video.
So as the winner of the agile category, it goes on to the winners of the other categories in a final competition.
And then
they'll just
choose like the best video of all, right?
Right.
I see. So the article then says, in terms of entertainment, these videos can stand on their own 4 feet. Interesting phrasing. So let's look at the first part of that, in terms of. If you say in terms of, then it means regarding something or concerning something. But how about that phrase, stand on one's own 4 feet? Can you explain that one for us, Jeffrey?
Sure. If I can stand on my own 2 feet, or 4 if I'm a cat.
True.
Well, it means I am independent.
Ah.
I'm capable of surviving on my own, and I'm responsible for myself.
Gotcha.
Okay? I can take care of myself.
Ah, see, you don't need help.
No,
I don't
need...
You can stand on your own feet, you don't need someone to hold you up.
Right, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and people like me. I don't need help from, you know, anybody else.
Anybody at all,
right.
I see. So as a sentence, we could say, now Justin has a well-paying job, he can stand on his own 2 feet.
Right, before you get a job, you probably need help from your family.
Exactly.
And once you have a job, you can support yourself. And guess what? This phrase is our shortcut for you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to that clip right now.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
Dad, I need to borrow some money.
Michelle, you're 18 years old now. Don't you think it's time to start standing on your own 2 feet?
But I'm standing up right now.
If you can stand on your own 2 feet, it means you're independent, responsible, and can survive on your own.
I see. To stand on one's own feet means 独立自立.
Exactly, Michelle. If you get a job, you'll be able to stand on your own 2 feet. Then you won't need to ask me for money anymore.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll get a job and then show you that I can stand on my own 2 feet.
Splendid.
All right, so stand on one's own 2 or 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
These videos are funny and entertaining enough. They don't need anything else. You can just watch them. And
you'll just laugh, right?
It's a good enough show.
Yeah.
But the article says, nevertheless, there are several humorous commentators on the show that make clever observations and add to the fun.
Okay, so what that means, I guess, is people are talking over the videos and kind of making jokes and making it more entertaining. So.
Sure, lots of shows have commentators.
Mm.
For example, sports.
Yes.
When you're watching a sports game, the commentators will say things like, wow, great shot, and that makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
And they'll also give information about the players that's interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
So more fun and informative.
Mm.
Okay.
We also saw the word to start that article, which was nevertheless, and that's spelled N-E-V-E-R, T-H-E-L-E-S-S, nevertheless. And this is a conjunction, so that means it's a part of speech you kind of use to indicate something about the words that will follow. And nevertheless is, it's a contrast. It means like however or on the other hand. It's going to show that something is maybe different or the opposite of what we might expect. For example, we can say, it rained a bit when we went to the beach. Nevertheless, we had a great day. So we've got two different things there. So the videos are funny, but nevertheless, we've still got commentators, humorous commentators. So what's humorous?
Yeah, speaking of funny, humorous, spelled H-U-M-O-R-O-U-S, is an adjective, and it means funny. Something that makes you laugh.
So these commentators
say things that are humorous. They're funny people.
Okay. So, yeah, we've talked about the commentators, funny commentators, and they talk about, like you mentioned, on sports games. So I guess they're making the videos funny as well.
Right. And here's an example of humorous. Tom spent an hour laughing at some of the humorous videos on the internet.
Yeah, that would definitely make me laugh as well. And for commentator, you could say, the commentator has to tell people at home what's happening in the game.
Right. This is very important for listening to a game on the radio. When you're watching a baseball game on TV, you can see what's happening. But how can people listen to a game on the radio? That's so difficult.
Very difficult.
Without a commentator,
yeah,
it would not be fun at all.
Okay, so the article finishes up by saying, these people love watching cute cat videos, and it's hard not to feel the same way when you watch this show. So that's the end of the first part of the article. So let's move on to our For You chat question.
For You chat.
So today's question is, what funny things have you seen an animal do? Jeffrey.
Good question. I've seen lots of things. First one, I've seen a dog ride a skateboard.
Wow.
Which is kind of strange.
That's awesome.
But I actually have an example from one of my pets long ago. My family had a pet bird, and he was a very pretty, attractive bird. And he thought so, too, because when we put him in front of a mirror, maybe he thought it was a girl bird.
Okay.
But he really fell in love every time, and he whistled, and he said hello.
Okay.
And he sang love songs to the other bird, but
wow.
I think he never realized that it was just himself.
You know, I do exactly the same thing. But anyway, funny animals. Yeah, I've seen some very funny animals. My cats were very funny. They would do particularly stupid things, just kind of stand there and then, boom, fall over for no reason. Or they, you know, they chase a bit of light. You know, you reflect the sun off your watch onto the wall. They can chase that for hours. It's usually pretty funny. I enjoy watching my cats just kind of have fun, play games, fall over, run around. It's great
laugh.
Okay.
So what funny things have you seen an animal do? Maybe on the internet or even a pet that you have at home. Talk about that with your friends and classmates and join us next time for part two of the article.
Yeah, we'll see you then. Bye for now.
World's cutest.
There's no denying that the world adores funny cat videos. But what makes little kitties so cute? And which ones are the cutest of all? Lucky for us, Animal Planet's World's Cutest has come along to answer these very important questions. The program devotes two whole episodes this season to adorable cats and ends each episode by crowning a king or queen of cuteness. Instead of just showing a bunch of clips randomly, World's Cutest organizes the videos into categories. For example, since cats are such agile creatures, one category showcases cats that twist and leap in ways no human could. The winner of this category goes to an amazing wall-walking spider cat, who joins the winners from other categories for the final round. In terms of entertainment, these videos can stand on their own 4 feet. Nevertheless, there are several humorous commentators on the show that make clever observations and add to the fun. These people love watching cute cat videos. And it's hard not to feel the same way when you watch this show.
Vocabulary Review. Devote. The TV station devoted several hours to showing news about the typhoon. Clip. We watched a video clip in class and talked about what we learned. Category. The bookstore divides books into categories to make them easier to find. Leap. Kangaroos leap to move around instead of walking or running. In terms of. In terms of convenience, using the MRT is a great way to get around in Taipei. Humorous. The humorous talk show host always makes the audience laugh with funny jokes.